We've always done residentials, a lot of residential holidays, and one year we got money for 14 residential holidays in one year, and I went on them all. What happened, just a personal thing, it's not funny, it was a marriage breakdown and so on, and for a long time, rather than think about shall I get married again and so on, I put everything into my work. So I was a workaholic, you know, par excellence. So I did a lot of things with other people's kids and so on, and so on. So I went in it full tilt, and I think I was quite successful. I was certainly very popular. Now I try and have a bit more of a personal life now. Because if anyone wanted something done, call Derek. And when John was around, because John also had his marriage, I don't know how much it was to do with working with Avenues, but he would, 3 o'clock in the morning, if someone wanted their furniture moved and so on, John would do it and so on. So that was all very different in those days. There were no, we're killed now by risk assessments and everything. You can't do anything. You could do anything. We could take them up Mount Everest if we wanted to in those days. We only got them up the Lake District mountains, much smaller. But we used to do a lot of adventurous things ourselves. You're not allowed to do it now. You've got to have all the qualifications. Because there have been some bad cases. But that was the golden era of youth work then. Because we had good workers and people that were prepared to take, not risky risks, but to take, do work, do things with kids that they got excited about.